Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 15th of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the Boilermaker, Grant, and we'll be looking at a smart fridge-like device for growing herbs and veg at home and in your flat, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites in the superb company of Kathleen Brooks from XTB Research. And Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Now, let us start with the breaking news overnight that it looks as if finally we have some sort of white smoke on this Iranian peace deal, and it's already having an impact on oil prices.
Oh, absolutely. It's had a really huge impact, actually. Oil prices have tumbled by more than 4% overnight. So Brent crude oil is down at $83 per barrel, just above $83 per barrel. That is the lowest level since early March. So we've actually seen a 10% drop in the last week as we were expecting this deal to happen, although it's not being signed until Friday. So there still is a little bit of time for things to, you know, some descent to occur. But I think the markets are pretty much focused on a deal now because the oil prices have fallen by 20% over a month, which is great news for inflation. It does lead to some questions maybe about the ECB rate hike last week, but it's it certainly means that inflation and what it means for consumers, this is a good thing.
Yes, very good point, actually, about whether the rate hike from last Thursday was a tiny bit premature. That's another day's discussion. Right, now, Anthropic. It suspended its latest AI models over the weekend under instructions from Washington.
Yeah, essentially it's been forced to. So it has these really powerful models, including one called Mythos, which has been in the news quite a lot lately. And the US government wants to limit access to all foreign nationals, but Anthropic basically said they can't just freeze out foreign nationals. So they decided to close it for everyone so that they were on the right side of the law. These models have been, they're super powerful. They can totally change how we do banking, how we do, you know, even defense. But they are very controversial because they can really highlight cybersecurity risks. And that's where I think the government is saying, actually, this is a problem for, wrong actors, bad eggs, essentially getting in and impacting these models. So basically, it means no one has any access to them. Now, Anthropic does have a really fractious relationship with the US government. They've had arguments before about how to deploy their AI models. And Anthropic are really pushing back on the US on this because while they agree in principle with the government having to regulate AI because it is so powerful, they want it to be done much more transparent way. And they're also suing the US government at the moment because the US has already banned Anthropic models from being used with the Pentagon. So I think it tells kind of a story about how the US is really trying to come in and lead the way on regulation when it comes to AI. But on the other hand, if it's done in too heavy-handed a way, then it can have a really big impact on how AI is deployed in the future.
Yes, you're right how most of the other AI companies have been bent the knee to the Trump administration, but Anthropic definitely haven't, as you've already suggested. Now, day two of SpaceX trading history is about to begin. The overnight market suggests that it's going to be another quite positive day for the space company.
Yeah, I mean, look, it popped high. It had a fantastic IPO on Friday. It was up more than 20%, now worth $2.1 trillion. It's expecting to be up another 3.5% today. Now, there are technical factors that are boosting SpaceX, and they could boost SpaceX actually through to the beginning of July. That is because, unlike other companies that IPO, SpaceX has been really rushed through some of the listing processes. So that means that it's going to be able to, it will be included on some indices, such as the FTSE Russell, the MSCI Developed World Market, and also the NASDAQ 100. It's going to list on the NASDAQ 100 on the 6th of July. Now, what that means is that there's so many passive index funds, which I'm sure you've spoken about lots on your show, Joe. They will need to buy between 6 and 8 $1 billion worth of SpaceX stocks just to make sure that it balances correctly on the NASDAQ 100.
And they won't have a choice. So the ordinary investors...
They don't have a choice. No choice. Yeah, they have to do it. So the rules have been bent for SpaceX because normally it takes about 12 months. So SpaceX won't be on the S&P 500 yet. That will need to wait for 12 months. But it will be on the NASDAQ 100, which a lot of people own around the world. So it will need to buy a lot of it. So that will have a really big, obviously positive impact because there'll be all this passive buying. They won't care about fundamentals. They can't care about fundamentals. But then after the 6th of July, there could essentially be this like air pocket for SpaceX where it could fall because it won't have these kind of technical structures propping it up. So it could be an interesting summer. I think it's one to watch.
Yes, it definitely is. Now, there are new rules on the way for airlines and passengers in Europe, and I suspect the airlines aren't that happy with them.
No, they're really not. I mean, it's taken absolute years to get these, to get the EU to agree to these new passenger rights, essentially. That's hardly surprising, but it has been backed by the majority of countries now. Spain and Latvia, interestingly, held out. But the reforms are essentially airlines now have to include, alongside their kind of most basic airfare, they have to include in the price the package of a bag. Now, that could actually mean for the consumers...
In the cabin.
For a cabin bag, yes. Yeah. Mm. So a lot of airlines now, they've started charging for that. So that could actually mean the airfares go up, which is also important in a high inflation environment because obviously we want to see inflation rates go down, but airfares do make up the inflation basket for most countries. So airfares could technically go up. You are allowed to opt out of paying for the cabin bag, which is worth kind of pointing out. Mm. But they can't charge fees to seat parents with their kids, which I think makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And Ryanair got into trouble with that over the weekend.
They have done. Yeah, absolutely. On numerous occasions, I believe. Yeah. And also compensation. It's all about the compensation when flights are cancelled or delayed. A lot of those rules remain unchanged, but they're pretty hefty where you can get, you know, if you're traveling more than 3,500 kilometers, you can get €300 compensation for a 3 to 4 hour delay, and you can get €600 for any delay of 4 hours or more, or if there are cancellations. And also airlines have, this is what's really bothering the airlines as well, they also have to send customers very clear details about how to claim for these refunds. Mm. Force majeure will still exist. They won't have to do it if there's adverse weather conditions, etc. But they will have to do it even if there's concerns around flight safety. So if a plane has to be worked on because the pilot is worried about something, the airlines will still be on the hook for any delay that causes. So obviously, you know, airlines are not happy with this. And I think it's really worth watching airline stocks today. They've had a lot of volatility after the war in Iran. This should have been their big day to rise. Mm. But this could just maybe temper that enthusiasm a little bit.
Yeah, we will watch them, especially our own Ryanair, which is the airline which objects the most to these rules. Very, very briefly, Kevin Warsh, the new Fed chairman, he hosts his very first full Fed meeting this week.
Yeah, and all eyes will be on him. No change expected. So he's meant to suggest that he won't be bending the knee to President Trump, who has called, obviously, for lower interest rates. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what President Trump says, especially if Kevin Warsh sounds a little bit on the hawkish side, because we've had some very strong economic data out of the US recently and very high inflation too.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Kathleen, for joining us. That's Kathleen Brooks, Director of Research with XTB.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.